This is the KZYX News for Monday, June 28th. I'm Marty Derlin. In June of 2018, 55-year-old Chris Skyhawk was focused on a November runoff with Ted Williams for the Mendocino County District 5 supervisor seat. A 25-year resident of Mendocino County, he was a counselor and community organizer, eager to have a seat at the table on such issues as affordable housing and equity for legacy cannabis growers. Then he suffered a stroke, and everything changed. He dropped out of the race and entered into a long period of rehabilitation.
My stroke was right side hemorrhage, and I was aware early on that what patterns I would be thinking were going to really set me up for the rest of my life. And it was sort of like, it was very empowering. You know, when you're a little child or newborn baby, you don't get that kind of thing. You're just brand new. People tell you how the world is and they set you up in that direction. And because of the stroke, I got to be more conscious about my own thought patterns, my own behavior patterns, my own emotional patterns as I rewire here. So in a way, it's very empowering.
What things did you want to leave behind and what things did you want to take up?
Well, I'm very conscious I want to leave behind envy and fear and small-mindedness. I see that it doesn't serve me, it doesn't serve our community, it doesn't serve our planet to have those feelings, to have those thoughts that go on. So I think it's a challenge as a human being for all of us to rewire ourselves. And, you know, me, I'm literally doing it.
How do you think you would have been different had you not had the stroke, had you gone on and won? What would you do differently with the issues that are before the supervisors now? It's a heavy lift for them. There's a lot going on.
Yeah, I want to be very fair with that question because I realize there are systemic blocks to the supervisors being able to do the things that I would like to do. Take affordable housing. You know, we have billionaires and trillionaires, they stash money away, and then they say to these local entities like county board of supervisors, oh, fix your housing problem. You know, our society is fundamentally unjust. I know I'm not telling anybody something they don't know, but we have this system that is really designed for failure in terms of taking care of people. And that needs a deep, deep change. So, my hat's off to the board of supervisors trying to fix these things.
Skyhawk's concerned about the unpopular Phase 3 ordinance, which would allow commercial cannabis cultivation on up to 10% of qualifying parcels through a discretionary use permit.
Yes, I'm worried about this 10% thing. It seems like, I think the legacy growers are up in arms about it. It seems like because they've been trying to come into the system, and all of a sudden they see, oh, now these big guys, potential big guys, are coming in here. And I don't understand what's going on. We have something wrong in this county. It's always struck me as being odd that the most important economic engine that we have in this county, it's always been treated with such disrespect and such disdain. I don't get it. I never have. I still don't.
What about the drought? What about the fires? I mean, this is the other stuff that's front and center for our supervisors.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think I can make it rain even if I was a supervisor. I don't know. I could pass a rain ordinance, I guess. Yeah, well, obviously, we're going to, you know, now let's say we have three seasons, right? We have winter season, summer season, and fire season. You know, with the climate happening, we don't know how this is going to go, obviously. The earth is in big trouble, and so is the county.
When we talk about systemic change, what's it going to take?
I think we need to stay engaged politically. I certainly do. I've been an activist my whole life. And that needs to continue. And I am engaged politically. But we really need deep systemic, emotional, spiritual refocusing. because we're far from our connection with each other and with our planet. And I see our problems, so many of our problems, as being systemic to our spiritual emotional crisis. So I don't know if that's the job supervisors to fix that or not, but I think we have to really look collectively in the mirror at ourselves and take on the healing that will have to happen. Before, I always thought I had to change things. It was me up to my to change things. The stroke has taught me some things you just can't change. You just have to look them straight in the mirror, straight on. You have to say, okay, I can't change that. And there's a real power to that. You come into a lot of personal power when you come to acceptance. And I feel lucky to be learning this. I don't think I would have learned it if it wasn't for my stroke. I certainly hope I get better and my impairments improve. But every day I have to get up and say, what if it doesn't? What if it doesn't? What are you going to do? You're going to have a lousy life? No. You have to face it. Say, okay, I'm going to have a good life no matter what.
For KZYX News, I'm Marty Derlin. You can find all our local stories plus photos and more on kzyx.org. And you can find our news and public affairs programs wherever you get your podcasts.